Just two more days of hype until the New York Giants and Baltimore Ravens finally meet in Super Bowl 35. Sunday's game in Tampa, Florida has been billed as a collision between two powerful defensive teams. But for the many fans who like a good storyline, Super Bowl 35 will be interesting even if there aren't a lot of points scored. From Tampa, NPR's Tom Goldman reports on the game that's being dubbed the Redemption Bowl.
For the 3,300 credentialed reporters in Tampa, Super Bowl 35 is the best ever. Never have there been this many good stories involving the game's most prominent players. They are stories sports fans like best, tales of redemption, of men turning failure into success, bad behavior into good, with the Super Bowl representing the final step to salvation. As one Sports Illustrated columnist writes, it's making the sports pages read like the Old Testament. Consider New York Giants quarterback Kerry Collins.
I was described as a lost soul one time, and I definitely think that was the case.
When Collins spoke to reporters earlier this week, it sounded like a therapy session. He unflinchingly answered every question about his troubled past, his alcohol abuse, and the erratic behavior it caused, including the time he used a racial slur in front of teammates when he played for the Carolina Panthers. The National Football League finally ordered him into rehab.
You know, that realization of having to go somewhere and in a structured, controlled environment to receive help was certainly very shocking for me. And that's a feeling that I'll never forget, and is one that motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing.
The other quarterback in Sunday's game, Baltimore's Trent Dilfer, has had his own set of problems. He struggled through the first few years of his career in Tampa Bay, where he was vilified as the quarterback who couldn't take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team with a great defense, to the Super Bowl. The irony is now he's led Baltimore to the championship game, which is being played in Tampa. For Dilfer, a moment of redemption happened during the season when he sensed all 10 of his teammates in the Baltimore huddle trusted him as their leader.
And I never had that in Tampa. Maybe I had 8 or 9 or 7, sometimes 1. But I was always all stud. He always believed in me. To look in that huddle and see those people looking back at me was a defining moment of this season for myself as a player.
Finally, Baltimore linebacker Ray Lewis's story of redemption is the most controversial and complex. But unlike Collins and Dilfer, he doesn't want to talk about his past.
My thing is, when I step on the field, you know what I'm about.
On the field, Ray Lewis earned the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year award. He's the key to Baltimore's success on Sunday. But for many, the images still are fresh of Lewis wearing an orange prison jumpsuit and shackles, arrested in a double murder that happened following last year's Super Bowl. He pled guilty to obstruction of justice, was released, and went on to have his stellar season. This week in Tampa, Lewis faced reporters who still were eager to have him reflect on the murders, which remain unsolved. But he wouldn't cooperate.
What I went through, you can't get me to think about or talk about that. We're human. You're going to sometimes go back to it, but that's on my time.
Wouldn't it be easier for this subject just to go away, though, if you did talk about it once and said, look, this is what I can tell you about it, and then never again?
I'm not here to please y'all.
As cliched as it sounds, Ray Lewis is in Tampa to win a football game. So are Trent Dilfer and Kerry Collins. Which player, then, needs a victory the most to finally rehabilitate his image? At an outdoor interactive show called The NFL Experience, I stumbled upon someone who looked like she could give an informed answer. Dressed in a crisp white habit, Sister Pat Roach was there with a group of her third graders from Christ the King School in Tampa. Watching her students play a game called Beat the Blitz, she pondered the question of whether winning a Super Bowl could provide ultimate redemption for any of these men.
I think just the fact that they're here has redeemed them, and just to get here is a great achievement, and it shows the support of their fans and of the team itself. So it doesn't matter if they win.
It's a nice thought, but most likely the final stories will say something else about the winners completing their journey and about the losers pushing on, hoping for another chance to prove they've taken that last step to salvation by winning a football game. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tampa.